Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we look into your word and we wake to your glory. We wake up to family inheritance and character, destiny. So we thank you for speaking afresh into our lives this morning again in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're reading Psalm 105 and it's speaking about the Jewish nation and also those that God called out, Abraham, Isaac, all the fathers of the faith. So we read verses 14 and 15.
He allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, "Touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm."
Hallelujah. This is just so beautiful that here we see a God that stays with his people, sticks with his people, backs up his people. But the important thing is that his people are the ones that listen to him, and that's where we see God back them up. I love Abram. We need to look at these wonderful brothers, family of faith, and be encouraged by them. And father and Abram is the father of faith. We see his journey with the Lord. And we see at one time he comes into Egypt and he is fearful that the Egyptians is gonna take his wife. So he says to us, "Tell them you're my sister, half truth." And then more than just the Egyptians taking his wife, Pharaoh takes his wife. But what happens? God steps into the situation and what was it? Was it
Plague.
plague? He brought a plague on each Pharaoh and his household that Pharaoh had to come and say, "Why didn't you tell me? Why you don't need to lie?" And and this is the God we serve, a beautiful God meeting us where we at. And here Abram is developing, he's still growing, and the same Abram that could be fearful there and and I mean, the word just before that was, "I will bless you, and I will curse those that come against you." So there we got the same word. God backs up his people. So you, and So bottom line, Abram could come later on and even willing to sacrifice his son for this God that he served. So God takes us on a journey, and even at times we can be faithless, but God, remains faithful because he cannot deny his own. And so wonderful that he says we his own because we are now part of the family. So stay in tune. Man can have failed you in the past and man can still fail you, but God will never fail you. He sticks to us like glue. So you stick to him like glue and you'll make the path straight. Amen. He'll never leave you or forsake you.
Thank you, Lord, that you are fighting for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.